Alaska. And I don't know whether you remember, but years and years ago, Gaddafi was shaking his fist at the rest of the world, and Brian was given an opportunity of a lifetime. He went in over where Gaddafi was shaking his fist at the rest of the world and giving a big speech, and he took his SR-71 just over the crowd. And it broke the sound barrier right across the crowd. And he said, they didn't hear anything from Gaddafi for 20 years after that. But Brian gets $2,000 a talk. And yet he used to come and talk to our kids for nothing, because he cares about kids. And he wants kids to know that you can do a lot more than you think you can. We limit ourselves. We allow ourselves to be limited. But Brian's living example, and Judy and I have met him here at the air show in Reading. He comes and sells a book. He was a marvelous photographer, so he took lots of pictures of the blackbird and his experiences, and he's created two books that he sells at the air shows. It was a privilege to get to know Brian. He'd go on our backpack trips and talk to our kids. It was just a delight to be around him, to listen to his story. You know, we've all been damaged, haven't we? Is there anybody here that's missed being hurt by life? Brian decided he wanted to grow back. Growing is not always painless, is it? No. Growing back for Brian was a terribly painful experience. And we find in life that there are terribly painful experiences that we need to go through that can make us a better person. And that's the neat thing about being a Christian. Bad things can make you better. You don't have to fold up, get in the fetal position, and give up. God can make you more aware, more caring, because you know what another person's going through because you've been there. And I'm thankful for a Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says he came to this world and went through what we went through. He knows what we have gone through, and he knows how it is to hurt. And he has given us salvation, and his pain and his hurt made him a better Savior. So it's about, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about growth today. Points of growth. You were back in Mount Shasta last week, weren't you? You're so smart. Points of growth. Brian wanted a lot of points of growth going on, didn't he? His face is all burned where his Nomex suit wasn't. His hands were just burned terribly. He has burns on his chest. Yeah, his mouth is like a tear. It was very difficult in the SR-71 because he couldn't. There's a lot of parts of him that doesn't perspire, and so he had to do some interesting things to keep his temperature right. But Brian had a lot of growing to do. He could have wished he had had only one place to grow, maybe a little place over here and just grow this little place and then maybe go. But he wanted to grow back. And as Christians need to grow, don't we? We need to get on with it. And that's what I want to talk about today. This last week I picked this book up for a little worship talk with Mrs. Crabtree one evening. And it says, "Perhaps your childhood memories bring more hurt than inspiration." Wow. And I think of people I've known who were so damaged by their family. One girl says, years ago, she says, "Very frustrating to go to the card shop and try to pick out a card that said something nice about your mother that you could agree with," because her mother had just not been there and it had been a big part of the hurt in her life. The voices of your past curse you, belittled you, and ignored you. And I found out years ago, each one of us has a little tape recording in the back of our mind that keeps playing, and it keeps playing what we heard when we were a kid. And if we're not careful, we can believe that. You know, I've known people who their parents told them they'd never amount to anything, and sure enough, they didn't. Then one day they thought, wait a minute, my dad was wrong about everything else in life. Maybe he was wrong about me not amounting to anything. Went back to school and made straight A's. Got a job and a life, and they're just as happy as they can be, and they realize they were playing the wrong tape. God has a tape too, doesn't he? And we need to listen to his tape, don't we? At the time you thought such treatment was typical, and now you see it isn't. And now you find yourself trying to explain your past. Do you rise above the past and make a difference? Or do you remain controlled by the past and make excuses? Do one rise above the past and make a difference? Or be controlled by the past and make excuses? Think about this. Spiritual life comes from the Spirit. Your parents may have given you genes, but God gives you grace. Wow. Your parents gave you genes, but God gives you grace. Your parents may be responsible for your body, but God has taken charge of your soul. You may get your looks from your mother, but you get eternity from your heavenly Father. Wow. And God is willing to give you what your family didn't. So, we can grow, can't we? We can grow. We don't have to stay in that hospital bed forever, do we? Another point of growth that I had this last little bit was I got an inner ear problem. I think it was inflammation from a virus, they said, and it did damage to my ear. Hi, Jack. So it did damage to my inner ear, and I woke up in the morning and I rolled over and opened my eyes, and the whole room was going. I thought, it was like I was on one of those terrible roller coasters. I don't do roller coasters real well. I don't do those spinny rides very well. Mrs. Crabtree, that's her idea of a good time. But I'll be throwing up for the rest of the afternoon if I get on one of those things. Anyway, the room was just doing this, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Had I had a stroke or what was happening? So I finally got up out of bed and was holding onto the side of the bed. And then I had to hold onto this thing over here, and then I had to reach over and hold onto that thing to get to the bathroom that morning, and finally I called Dick Shear, and he said, come in. So I thought, well, I better take a shower. So I got in the shower, and the shower was spinning around. I started throwing up in the shower. It was just not a good day for me at all. But anyway, after they gave me some medication, and I was a little bit better, Dick told me that what happens is your inner ear gets damaged, and it's sending signals to your brain. Well, you've got two ears sending two signals, and your feet is sending you sending signals to your brain of where you are, and your eyes are sending signals to your brain. So you got all these signals going to your brain to help you to balance yourself. Well, if one of them is messed up and sending crazy signals like this ear over here, you lose your balance. And so I'm shuffling around here, and I just can't seem to get better. And so Dick says, well, I've got some exercises for you. And he gives me these bunch of exercises. One of them is you sit down and you circle your head around and watch the world go by. You do that for 10, 15 times. And then you do it the other way for 10 to 15 times. And then you do it with your eyes closed 10 to 15 times. And your other way, the eyes closed 10 to 15. And you're sending messages to your brain so it can learn that what it's been getting is not right. It needs to reprogram. It needs to find out what to do to get back in shape. And I think, wow, isn't this interesting? And anyway, I've got about 6 or 8 exercises to do. And I think, when am I ever going to be able to add that to my schedule? One of them is you're supposed to go walking and every three steps you look the other way. You know, you take three paces and look to the right, take three paces and look to the left, and one of them is you take this ball, or what, I didn't have a ball, so I took a book, and you make a big circle and you keep your eyes on the book, and you do that without falling over. You come down to the floor and make big circles, and you go back the other way. And it's reprogramming your brain. I think, well, when am I going to do that? So I'm out in the garden watering the garden. I think, well, I can do that out here. I realize that what's important to me? Being able to go backpacking this summer with the boys, or do I want to spend the rest of my life whining because I don't have any balance? And I realize that that's just like life, isn't it? Is God important to me? Are my points of growth important to me? Enough for me to stay connected with God and learn something? And when Jesus said, the Father is seeking those who worship Him in spirit and in truth, He's saying it needs to be inside, and as we get to know God better, we grow. As we get to know God better, like Peter says, He gives us everything we need to live a truly good life. 1 Peter chapter 1. So God wants to pour this good life in us, but it's as a result of us staying connected with Him, isn't it? So that was the second point. Anyway, I had a few more points, but the last point was Thursday night when I opened up to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it was after my experience, it meant a lot more to me. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, that means if I understand all the different languages around the world, I guess there are some countries that have 700 different dialects, I could know every one of those, and I could even know the language that the angels are speaking. I understand, I've been told on some of my mission trips that the language the angels speak is Spanish. So if I learn Spanish, I'll be able to speak like the angels. But have not love, I'm become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So I can be able to communicate all of these languages, but if I don't love the people I'm talking to, it's just a bunch of noise, isn't it? I'm just making a bunch of noise. Though I have the gift of prophecy, that means I can speak for God. Ooh. And understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I'm nothing. Wow. So I get the idea. It starts to dawn on me that where this growth happens, there has to be love. It's a combination, isn't it? It's not just information, it's love. It's not just developing my skills, it's love. It's getting the love of God in my life. Wow. Even though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, I can really impress the daylights out of my neighbors. I understand there are organized crime figures who put wings on hospitals to develop their PR. They're scoundrels all the week through the week, but they put a wing on a hospital so they feel good about themselves. But everybody knows they're still the same scoundrel, don't they? Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. I was thinking about having my body donated to a medical school so you wouldn't have to pay for burial expenses. Is that kind of cheap and tawdry? Okay. But have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. That sounds like somebody I want for a friend. How about you? Wow. Is not provoked, thinks no evil, or looks for the best. You like to have somebody in your life that looks for the best. Rejoices in the truth. Right? Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That's the kind of person I want for a friend, but you know what? That's the kind of person I need to be. That's the kind of person I want my wife to describe me as. Oh, thank you. Love never fails. And wouldn't you like for Paul to write your name right there? So-and-so never fails. Jim never fails. Where there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, because we're born not knowing anything except how to eat, how to mess our pants, and how to cry, and how to sleep. That's all we can do, right? After everything else has to be learned. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. You know, it's so interesting. We are going to spend eternity learning from God. We are like babies right now, aren't we? God has so much piled up for us to learn that's going to make us delightful people. And think of an entire planet filled with people described in Corinthians 13. People who have a passion to grow, who want to grow, who want to be more like God. Like for Melissa to sing her song for us right now.
Without its hunger, each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But then you come, and I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up. more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Gracious Father, thank you for this beautiful message and this lovely song. Thank you for our opportunity today to grow, because you've given us the Sabbath to worship you, and worship is a growth process. As we see you in your beauty, we're told we want to grow to be more like you. We're looking forward to eternity with each other. And Lord, I pray that today you'll help us to realize that you created us to be like this person in 1 Corinthians 13. This is what you want for our life. This is the way you want people to see us, because when they see us like that, they see you. They get to know who you are by the way we live and the way we love them. And I pray that each person here can have a marvelous impact on their friends and on their community this week, as we seek to honor you in all that we do and say, and as we seek to serve you with a big smile on our face. Thank you for Brian and for his experience and the growth that happened in his life and what he teaches us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.